I'm pretty sure it's going to rain today. It did a little bit of raining overnight, I guess. But it looks shitty out here. You know, July. Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous. Go to the gas station. I gotta get gas. And a drink. And maybe another drink. Shake it off here. Wake up. Just shake the cobwebs loose. Something. I guess that's the thing with a 3-day weekend, right? Just one more day to get used to not doing anything. Make it that much harder. I go pump gas, you guys get pumped for another day on the road to San Francisco, I guess. Okay.
Position this like so.
Now we're out on the road, doing road stuff. I mean, like driving. It's not really that much other road stuff to do other than drive on it. I mean, you could park on the side of it and sell stuff, I guess. That's, you can do that. You go lay down in the middle of the road if you're, you know, in that mindset, I guess. I don't, there are things you can do with the road, is what I'm saying. But the thing I'm going to do on this road is drive on this road. That's, my current plan. Current plan for road, driving. That's what it says in the book. My day planner. Road.
It makes sense if you compare it to Thursday's close, and that is $1.50 off of our earlier high this morning. October live cattle have come down to trade at $153.18 now. That's down 94 cents. Similar story there. We're about $1.20 or $1.25 off of its earlier high this morning. December live cattle are at $154.08. They're down 65 cents. And they're trading exactly $1 off of our earlier high there as well. It would also probably 48. So these 62 are 62 and 215, 48.
Holy
high.
Shit. You're willing to sacrifice our love. You never take advice.
XM First Wave.
Classic alternative, commercial free.
Tell you that, I know, but the fucking this fucking idiot, you know, just fucking shut up, god damn it. Let the fucking, just let the beat go, let the bass go, you know. Come on and fucking say a bunch of other shit. Yeah. Just loop this for fucking 4.5 minutes.
Starting to make an appearance, which means that my summer tour is about to kick off.
Great.
A lot of class, mommy reaching your bag, past the fifth, I'm a leader at last, this a don you with, my nines will spit, niggas lose consciousness.
Welcome to the listener line.
New message.
What up, Sway? This is Adam, tuning in from Kansas City.
Bitch in the back, with drone in the front, shots in the air, just for fun, twisted like tie-dye, up on...
Maybe Zane Lowe has something to say about all this. Actually go to the phone myself, hit buttons on it.
Every day I spend my time drinking wine, feeling fine, waiting here to find a sign.
no more coast.
We start the week with it. I've been waiting for that moment ever since I said it. Where are you listening from? Where are you in the world right now? As St. Louis,
Beachwood,
Beach House, start our week. Always on.
This is your fucking, this is the song you've been waiting for. Fucking Beach House. Yeah, man, I can't wait till Monday morning. We're gonna fucking play Beach House. I suppose on some level it's a matter of perspective. I was talking to Steven, who's the guy who produces the Giant Bomb Gaming Minute, the radio thing, the thing I do for CBS Radio, about this stuff. And, you know, he said, like, hey, you know, like, think about, like, the people working at radio stations here in this country that play the fucking same 10 songs fucking in and out every hour on the hour, and you know, like all their kind of manufactured playlists that they have no say in, and that you know, this feels like, you know, it's fucking people out there listening to fucking music, and in its own weird way that's kind of mind-blowing, but also that it's like, it's pretty, like, this is pretty much like radio in the UK in a lot of ways, that kind of jumping from one genre to the next, a little willy-nilly about it. And you know, I guess on some level that makes sense. I think that there's stuff, like, the stuff that kills me is, like, the stuff that they didn't do. That's, like, stuff that they should think about, and you know, stuff they probably already thought about, and they should think about rolling out or something, you know, but I don't know. When I think about things that are live on the internet, like, I like to make sure that there's a reason for them to be that way. Because otherwise, why not pre-record it, you know? And, like, you know, it's like, he, you know, he says at the top of the show, like, oh, yeah, let us know on Twitter. But, like, you know, he never, I don't think they're going back and, like, calling out, like, oh, you know, like, they do here and there, like, say some names, like, oh, so-and-so on Twitter is hitting us with, yeah, this is Joe in Johannesburg says hello, you know, or whatever, you know, like, you should be able, like, they have fucking phone numbers to phone in requests, like it's an old radio station. It's like, look, you can pretty much almost guarantee that people are listening to this thing on a fucking phone. It's not the only place people can hear it, but probably the vast majority of them are going to be using a fucking phone with data service, clearly. So why not just build that stuff into the fucking app? Either let me fucking type it out, or, you know, have a button that says call the station.
Jersey City, Baltimore, Nashville, Belfast, Paris, London, Oslo, Madrid, locked in. Everywhere, 100 countries. On Apple Music, this is Beats 1 of Zalo broadcasting live from LA.
I can be anywhere, but still.
Well, Earth, outside.
They should have fucking contests. Like, they want to do, like, old radio shit in a new way. Like, do a contest, but instead of fucking, like, oh, you gotta be caller 10 or whatever, just fucking, like, randomly call someone who's listening. Like, build a fucking, build FaceTime into the fucking Apple fucking Beats One fucking app, and just have fucking Zane Lowe FaceTime me and say, hey, man, you're totally listening to the station. We know that, because you opted in, and that's fucking cool. What do you do? Where are you? What are you doing? You won something. And I could be like, oh, that's awesome. The phrase that pays is Apple Music. These beats never run. It's on Beats One. I don't know. Fucking come up with a fucking dumb slogan. I'm surprised they didn't do something dumb like, or in, like, try to have some kind of fucking viral hand gesture. Like, fucking, like, have Zane Lowe get on and go, like, no matter where you are, throw your hand in the air, throw number one in the air. And then, you know, you can fucking look around and see if anyone else is fucking as much of an idiot as you are. Because that gets back to the whole, like, bringing people together type shit that they keep fucking pushing. Like, man, we're around the world, everyone's connected, everyone's doing the same thing, man. Like, just fucking double down on that shit. Like, you've already come this far with, like, some, like, kind of dumb-sounding stuff. Like, just close the fucking loop on it. I guess that one song's sort of catchy. Foo Fighters is kind of a dumb name. Yeah, it's a pretty big moment for me.
And when the boy committed, took to the stage of the Big Three in Washington, D.C. Happy anniversary, Foo Fighters, 20 years of great music, hard work.
I saw the Foo Fighters play on the roof of a parking garage in Atlanta during E3. And then I think I saw them again later that night at a Sega party. It's like they played on the roof at Sony, and then Sega had a weird little bar thing, and they were there too. I forget.
It doesn't matter whether it's early in the morning right here in California, if it's the evening time in the UK, early hours and going into tomorrow out in Australasia, it's still Monday. I want to dedicate this next record to everybody who's not feeling the energy we're feeling in the studio right now and needs a pickup. Calix and TV, gotcha. You looking for it? CALIXANTEEBE. Those are your remixes of choice, and this is Low Frequency.
Rock me with your lower frequency. Your lower frequency. Rock me with your lower frequency.
Worldwide.
Sure. I'd rather listen to this than the fucking Foo Fighters.
Alright.
your dog. Motherfucker, you can live at the mall. I can see the evil, I can tell it. I know it's illegal, I don't think about it. I don't pass it, every other zero. Thinking of my partner, put the candy, painting on a wrinkle. Digging in my pocket, in a profit, big enough to feed you. Every day my logic, get another dollar just to keep you in the presence of your chico. I don't talk about it, be about it. Every day I see cool. If I got it, then you know you got it. Heaven, I can reach you. Pet dog, pet dog, pet dog, my dog, that's all. Pick back and chat, I shut the back for y'all. I rap, I black on tracks, so rest assured. My rights, my wrongs, I'm right till I'm right, my car. When you know, we've been hurt, been down before. When our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? And we hate poor, poor. Wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we
sound of Kendrick Lamar, of course. If that's new to you, and we have to assume that not everybody knows what that record is or who that artist is, one of the most amazing records of the last 12 months. Kendrick Lamar, look him up, plenty for you to dive into across Apple Music. Right now, Beats One. Shout out to Gage Supporter for bringing this through from New York City. Shout out to all DJs for an amazing weekend of radio.
De todos os lugares em uma estação. Always on.
Thanks everybody for tuning in right now. My name is Zane Lowe. It's 20 past 9 local time right here in Los Angeles, broadcasting live around the world to everyone from Belfast and Ireland to Toronto, Russia, Valencia and Spain, messages from Florida, South Wales, Auckland, from West Yorkshire, Austin, Texas, Peru, from Cornwall. Shout out to the Cornish crew.
Austin, Texas.
Shout out to Portland and Oregon.
Man, they'll play this shit anywhere.
Canary Wharf, Cape Town, South Africa, St. Louis, Portugal. So there we are, we're officially 1 week, or almost 1 week through our existence right here on Apple Music, and an amazing weekend of shows that came out across your device wherever you are around the world, from Dr. Dre's Pharmacy, absolutely huge blockbuster entertainment for the 4th of July out here in the United States of America and all
boy,
around
sure
the world.
Boy, sure would be nice to listen to that, except weekend. Fucking massive, you have to be listening to the radio on the fucking weekend to catch
a huge,
it.
Huge, huge look for us to hear him on the radio broadcasting with that kind of energy integrated with music in that way. Absolutely huge. Big up Dr. Dre and the Pharmacy crew putting that one together. Q-Tip show, exceptional. Other Tone, incredible. Disclosure, smashed it. Soulection, one of my favorite radio broadcasts I've heard in a long time. Anna Leno, A-Track, Matt Wilkinson on the monitor setup. Fat Jewish, Jaden Smith, the Gratitude Crew. So much stuff. And we're not even done. More shows that you haven't heard about or heard coming up this weekend on Beats One. As far as the show is concerned today, we have a world record. It's Skrillex's official remix of Yogi's Burial featuring Pusha T. We're going to play it in about 10 minutes' time, and then the guys are going to join us
all right
for the first hour for a talk, bit of a catch-up live in the studio. We also have Elton John, a quick catch-up with him ahead of his very first 60-minute Rocket Hour
I'll
radio
hear
coming
Skrillex
up tonight,
or today, something or this that morning, wherever you are.
Beats1Radio.com. Check your schedule for your local listings on how you can hear Elton John's first ever radio broadcast right here on Beats One. That's coming up. Our single of the week is Gallant. Track is called Weight in Gold. Other guests coming up this week include Best Coast. That's tomorrow. And Dan Auerbach from Black Keys and the Arcs coming up on Wednesday. It's a full week locked in for you. It's Beats One with me, Zane Lowe, worldwide. And this is Leon Bridges. It's called Smooth Sailing. At Zane Lowe at Beats One on Twitter. Hit us up.
Sailing these kind of big seas. Now she headed east down the boulevard. Sure, said I like the way, said I like the way. Yeah. Share your ship now, gonna be your cargo. I won't weigh you down, no honey, I won't weigh you down. Destination, but I got a feeling I need to be your passenger. She could let me be your passenger. Sure, said I like the way, said I like the way. You say you ship now, let me be your cargo. I won't bring you down, no money, I won't weigh you down.
Samuel Davis listening to Beats One right now. What's going on? Bruce, shout out to Sheffield. Nathaniel in Williamsburg, Virginia. Obi-Wan in Seattle is locked in.
I won't weigh you down.
Connor G listening in Miami City in New Jersey. Coaches on Beats One.
Right by the ocean. Made all our plans. Down on the sand. From the tips of your fingers down to the soles of your feet, a glimmer in your skin.
Anticipated returns of some of your favorite artists in the world. But a huge part of that, MO, a huge part of
trying to do here is to get behind new artists, to inject something new internationally. A band like Coast is perfect for that. That is Oceans. That is a former world first. Big up Oceans. Coasts Beats One Worldwide. Always on. You know, the sound of this came out of nowhere. With his hardcore roots, transforming that into electronic music, making something that no one had ever heard before, spawning a whole new scene, basically being at the forefront of the explosion of club music, of dance music out here in the United States of America. With music that was uncompromising in sound, it went on to win 3 Grammys after making music in a squat downtown LA on headphones and a banged up laptop. Took the stage, picked up the trophies. He's a maverick. His name is Skrillex, and he's joining us live in the studio with his new creative partner in crime, Yogi, working together on a remix of Yogi's new track. It's been out for a minute, but still, with this remix attached featuring Pusha T, it's gonna do big things. We're gonna play it right now. It's today's world record.
He's a maverick. His name is Skrillex.
The world record.
It's called Burial. Pusha T on the mic, Yogi on the original, Skrillex on the remix.
Started on my corner like the cold crush. Heads lining up the block like a gold rush. The saying live fast and young is what they told us.
Reload that one. Now you know it's coming, you know what to do. You can't run from it, there's no need to hide. You need to turn it up. You need to get yourself in the middle of it, man. Give in to this drop, this one's got you covered.
Pioneer started on my corner like the cold crush. Hands up, lining up the block like a gold rush. The saying live fast and young is what they told us.
Yeah, we're gonna pull this one up again and again until I feel like everyone is locked in.
Yep, alright. AKA Mr. Kill Yo Ass.
Wherever you are in the world right now, I don't care what time of day it is, I don't care who's around you, I don't care what your environment is. This is Beats One Worldwide. This is why we're here. Turn this up. Let's go.
This the game that chose us. Pioneer started on my corner like the cold crush. Hands up, lining up the block like a gold rush. The saying live fast and young is what they told us. The way that they mold us. Perfect way to show us how to get money.
They're cutting out the parts of this song that would be about cocaine. I can feel it.
Copious number of yields on here, but
World record for the day, that's the sound of Yogi and Pusha T, Skrillex on the remix. The track is called Burial. Skrillex and Yogi joining us live on the show in under 30 minutes time. And right now, it's Beats 1 and we're breaking.
Beats 1.
This is Frontiers, it's called Youth.
I was thinking of all the things that I could say to you.
I wonder how much, like, by design it is for them to kind of jump back and forth genre-wise. Like, if there's some sense of, like, well, you know, if we're going to play something that is, like, that is aggressive, that we know that, like, people are going to, you know, there's a section of people that are not going to give this fucking Skrillex remix the time of day. Whether they genuinely don't like it or they just have, you know, built up an anti-Skrillex sentiment in their heads. Doesn't matter. So I wonder if there's then just like this feeling of like, I don't know, we need to go hard the other way with like whatever the fuck this bullshit is to kind of even it out. Because if they stay in one place for too long, then they start to lose people. Because it's just like, I don't know, there's like fucking six songs in a row that are all the same bullshit. Like, I gotta... But yeah, then the other problem is, yeah. Like, if you hear something and you're like, yeah, fucking, alright, cool. Let's go. And then it's just, it's a fucking huge letdown the very next song. Every single time.
Kanye West, probably one of the most creative artists around, and he played me this track. Dun, 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 and he said, would you play a little piano on it? And I said, yeah. Would you sing on it? And I went, yeah. And I ended up on All of the Lights.
Get the exact show times in your country at beats1radio.com.
Beats One.
Well, I'm here, so I gotta go. Everybody have a good Monday. And I'll see you real soon. All right.